All right, that was Ed Sheeran with Photograph. Welcome back to the show. 6 minutes past five. My name is Constance and this is Hard Facts. So now we'll be talking about the implication of Nigeria's dependence on imported drugs. Now, one of the stories from the Vanguard today as well says, despite 100 billion naira pharma fund, Nigeria still depends on imported medicines. So Nigeria's overdependence on imported drugs, running into 70%, has remained a major setback in the country's efforts to achieve medical security. That's what the report says. And today, with a growing population of over 200 million, Nigeria can only boast of 30% local production of drugs. 30%. And this is a situation that has placed the country at the mercy of countries like China, India, and we know the rest of them. Now, on top of this is the fact that Nigeria relies on imported active pharmaceutical ingredients, that's API, as well as equipment used in drug manufacturing. Well, some experts say that Nigeria not being able to guarantee national sufficiency and medicine security will hamper effective containment of diseases and mortality, as well as sustaining other healthcare needs of Nigerians. Well, statistics from the foreign trade statistics by the National Bureau of Statistics shows that Nigeria imported anti-malarial drugs valued at, listen now, 65.988 billion naira. And that was in the third quarter of 2021. And 43.472 billion naira in the fourth quarter of the same year. So two things are here. Two things. Availability and affordability. So while we have countries like South Africa and Ghana who have made efforts to make drugs affordable through insurance schemes, of course, we know what is obtainable here in Nigeria. Nigerians get to pay out of their pockets. So the trend of overdependence on drug importation as well as donor aid is not only threatening the health of citizens and promoting drug falsification, counterfeit, and substandard pharmaceutical products, but they say it may hinder Nigeria from attaining the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals 1, 3, 8, and 9. So we know that, of course, the prices of over-the-counter drugs that are produced even in Nigeria have doubled. I mean, the ones you would buy normally for 50 naira, go back there, you know, it's now 100 naira. All right? And of course, the injection water people call drip that was sold for 300 naira, it's now about 750 naira to about 1,000 naira. So joining me for this conversation via telephone is pharmacist Anele Promise, who is the chairman, Pharmaceutical Society of Nigeria, River State Branch. You're welcome to the show, Pharmacist Anele.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
All right, you're welcome.
Good evening, everyone.
So what does this mean for Nigerians and, of course, for Nigeria? I've read what the report says. The fact that we depend on imported medicine, what does it mean for Nigerians? And then, what does it mean for our country, Nigeria?
All right. Thank you very much. I'm as worried as you are, but it's not a good one to talk about. What that simply means is that most of the drugs we use in Nigeria is being imported from other countries. But I could remember in 2019, the then president of the Pharmaceutical Society of Nigeria, Sam Uhabuma, had said the Inquirer that 70% of drugs are being imported into this country and it's not good at all. And again, I think I listened in the news too recently. The Director General of National Biotechnology Development Agency, Dr. Adelaye Mustafa, re-echoed the same thing that he had said earlier on that most of the crops being used in Nigeria, about 70% is being imported. It is not good for our country because we are highly populated. Importing drugs for over 200 million Nigerians is huge. There is need for government intervention to reduce these worrisome trends. And of course, you know, it is not only drugs that are being imported in Nigeria.
Yeah, but sure.
Of these are also being imported, and that can explain why the huge pressure that is on dollar in this country. So it is a worrisome thing. It simply means that 70% of drugs we use in this country is being imported. That's not good news at all for us, considering the number of citizens we have in this country.
So how has this, this is something that has been going on for years. Could you help us understand how this has affected us?
Of course, this has got a lot of consequences. Like you mentioned, why we're talking about, we talked about the affordability of the drugs. Because these things are being imported, of course, that will impact on the cost of drug. Again, you want to talk about the availability of these drugs. You also mentioned in your statement the risk of standard products that people of criminally minded who want to use the gap that could be created due to non-availability who want to enrich themselves. And this ultimately will result to the use of poor or substandard drugs will ultimately result to poor treatment outcomes. Because when you use the wrong drugs, you are not likely going to get the results you should get. And the worst end of it is that this could lead to death. So there are numerous consequences that this could lead to us if the trend is not being checked.
Okay. Although you're saying if we do not tackle it, there are things. But I just wanted to understand what has been happening to us as a result of depending on imported medicine, because sometimes someone might be going through something and they don't know that this is actually what is wrong with them, right? Until someone tells them, see, the way that things are happening to you now, this is actually what is wrong with you because of this. So that's why I'm asking, how has this affected us?
Of course, you know, in Nigeria, the part of the challenge we have is the decay in our infrastructure. And a lot of government policies are not so favorable. So, and all this has accumulated into where we have found ourselves to mean that cost of getting health has become a difficult thing. I overheard when you said drugs you could actually buy for 50 naira. You are now buying them for 100 naira or more. These are the implications, you know, and largely it has also led to the consequences are much. It's something that has built up over a period of time, and here we are. And if nothing is done, unfortunately, it might be worse. So there is need for intervention.
Is it not already worse? This is something that has been on for years.
We'll try to be positive about things.
Okay. So this is more like whatever it is we're seeing now is not that bad.
It's bad, really. If you compare to other countries, what we have in Nigeria is worrisome.
No, I'm just trying to re-echo what you said. You said we're trying to be positive. So that's why I said that means it is not that bad. So it is bad, but it's not that bad.
It is bad.
All right, now, with as much as, from that report, as much as 100 billion naira pharma fund, that's a lot of money. Yeah. How come we are still not able to manufacture the active ingredients mentioned and the equipment needed to make drugs?
Okay, thank you very much. The amount being mentioned sounds huge, but the truth is that drug manufacturing is the huge financial investment. It is not as easy as it sounds.
So 100 billion is not enough, that's what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but it doesn't mean that something cannot be gotten from that. Like they say, a journey of 1,000 kilometers starts with a step. But that may not solve the problem that we have in this country in terms of local drug manufacturing. There are policy issues. Government needs to create the enabling environment. So even when the funds could be there, though not sufficient enough, there are other factors that need to come into play for local manufacturing to occur.
Please let's know what these factors are, because usually we'll hear about government providing or creating an enabling environment. So for what we are discussing, what should the enabling environment be?
There should be policies that will be favorable. You know,
policies in what sense?
Government policies.
Yeah, government when you're policies saying policies, I need examples actually.
Okay. Let me think of one that comes to mind. For instance, the CBN.
Yeah.
The availability of dollar. You find out that, yes, for a start, you still need to get things into this country. There's need to give priority to this sector in terms of the demand for this currency. That will likely help. But where there is this competition, even to the point of these sensitive areas, you can imagine what will happen. That's what I'm saying. Things like that and other things, rules that government needs to play in our country, just like some other countries, especially developing countries, you can agree with me that government plays a central role in helping a lot of things work. It might not necessarily be the funding, but I keep talking about policy, creating the enabling environment that will help for these things to come into play. But without that, challenge for things to get working.
Okay, let's talk about one of the things that we have been suffering as a result of our dependence on imported medicines, which is the fact that it makes these drugs to become expensive, and so not everybody can afford. And then, like you mentioned, some evil-minded people harp on that or hop on it, and then decide to make fake drugs. How can we tackle this particular issue of fake drugs? The other time, you had an interview with our correspondent, and you mentioned some areas, looking at River State right now, you mentioned some areas in the state, especially Port Harcourt, that are more like red zones when it comes to the sale of fake drugs. You mentioned those areas. Could you re-echo that again? As you also tell us what can be done to tackle sales of fake drugs.
Okay, if I can remember what you're talking about, I think maybe it has to do with the growing open drug market in Port Harcourt. And I mentioned my one, Rumoko, Borokri, and Sangana. And I said it's a very worrisome trend because poor masses go there. I'll give you an example.
Okay.
I work at River State University, the medical center, by the grace of God, I'm the chief pharmacist there. Had a patient who regularly comes for, he's a diabetic patient, but on insulin. For some time, we didn't see the patient. And one day I saw the patient, I was like, ah, madam, I haven't seen you for a while. He said, yeah, so that she's been getting her medicine from somewhere. And clearly she wasn't looking good in my sight. So I was like, are you sure you're on your medication? She said, yes, I said, I insist, I would like to see what you're taking. So she eventually got home, came back and came with insulin. She was trying to prove to me that she's taking her medication. And I looked at the insulin. Of course, on the face value, it looks like insulin, but I queried it. I took it. And a closer look showed that she was taking ordinary water.
Ouch.
When I spoke for it, because what she was taking was, she got it from the market. But then I had to bring her into my office. I said, madam, please, can you please tell me? Because you're not looking good, and I'm worried. I know how well you were bouncing before now, but for the past 3 months, I haven't seen you in this condition. I'm seriously worried. And she confessed to me that she got it from my tree. Now, behold, these are cases that these drugs are poorly stored. Even if they may be getting, which I doubt, because There's no registered pharmacist that will go and open drug store in the market. It's not allowed. The current condition, uncle, whatever that, obviously she went in there and decided to ask. The fare is cheaper, and she thought what she's been getting from the hospital was fairly expensive, this is cheaper, not knowing that that wasn't the thing that she was taking, and her sugar level was hitting the roof. Immediately, thank God she's just someone that could listen. They counseled her, and she saw the doctor, and the prescription was made for her, and she got what she was usually taking. And within 3 weeks, the difference was clear. You know what happened? That woman did not joke with her medicine anymore, because she realized that she would have killed herself all by herself. So the challenge here is that it is not just that the pharmacist who on the market store needs to take these people out for them to make more money. No, the poor masses are the risk and the growing and the worrisome trend right now. And
so, are you doing anything?
Sorry?
I'm asking if you're doing anything. The Pharmaceutical Society of Nigeria, River State, what are you doing?
Yeah, Pharmaceutical Society of Nigeria is just a pressure group, but there are bodies that have the responsibility.
Just hold on, Mr. Anili.
When knowledge meets action, information liberates. How informed do you need to be to thrive in a fast-changing world?
Listen to Experts Only.
Keep it down locked on 92.3 Nigeria Info. For the best of news, talk, and sports 24/7.
I am listening.
Pharmacist Anili, so which body or bodies is saddled with the responsibility of clamping down on those fake drugs peddlers?
Okay, I know that the PCN, which is the Pharmacist Council of Nigeria, the NAFDAC, and some state task force are largely saddled with that responsibility of clamping down on these illegal drug traffickers. Art is just a way of supporting them. We collaborate with them, but it is not our responsibility because we are not government agency. It is the duty of the government agency to ensure that this whole thing is stopped before it stops a lot of Nigerians. The worrisome thing, really, growing open drug market, and you can find these fake products there, more common than you can get in the hospitals or in a registered pharmacy premise. So it's a challenge that needs every action that is deserved.
Okay, now, since you have identified those areas with your collaboration with NAFDAC and the Pharmaceutical Council, what is the move that have been made?
Okay, what we've done, our role is advocacy. We've been able to interface with them to let them know the need for them to do what they have to do as government agency. And there's a lot of promise that has been made to see that something serious is being done in that regard. To be fair to them too, I know that there are some efforts, but the question is, what impact are we really making? And how soon?
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
All right. right, welcome back. Conversations continue right here on Hard Facts on 92.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Constance. And of course, with me via telephone is pharmacist Anili Promise. And we are discussing the implication of the dependence of Nigeria on imported medicines. And so far, we're talking about fake drugs in the market, which of course is one of the factors, one of the things we're suffering as a result of our overdependence on imported medicines. All right, so pharmacist Anili, so before now, I asked you, since you discovered or identified flashpoints or areas in the open market in some parts of Rivers State or Port Harcourt where fake drugs are sold. So I asked what you, the moves that you and the agencies you're collaborating with, NAFDAC and the Pharmaceutical Council of Nigeria, what move you have taken? That was my question. So you were saying something about considering the people. Was it considering the people who are selling the drugs or considering the people who buy the drugs? I didn't get that part before we went on break.
Okay. I was trying to say that it is important that something be done in this regard, because the pharmacy, the citizens go to patronize these people in their quest to treat the possible illness, but at the end of the day, not sure what they go for is what they get, because those medicines are likely fake and rather worse the situation, or in some cases, could even lead to death. I said it's not just about the pharmacist now, about the professionals, but it's about the citizens. That's why everybody needs to come together to do something to see that this worrisome trend is being put to a halt.
Okay. Well, let's quickly take a few calls before we wrap up the conversation. Well, we're discussing the implication of Nigeria's dependence on imported medicines. What is your take? The numbers are 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003, or 0817-923-0007, 0817-923-0007. Well, you can also send a message via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. And of course, that particular report that I read out before now, it shows that as a result of our dependence on imported medicines, there are so many things that Nigeria and Nigerians are suffering as a result of that. One of which is the fact that the price or the prices of the drugs, over-the-counter drugs that are produced locally, have doubled. And also, the other thing we mentioned is the fact that these drugs are not sufficient because they're imported. And also, people are not able to really afford these drugs. So, we have the evil-minded people who have seen a... what do you call it now? A space. So they are harping on it to produce what they are producing. And it's crazy. Because at the end of the day, the ordinary Nigerian gets to suffer. So with what we've discussed so far, what do you think can actually be done? I mean, as an ordinary Nigerian, what do you think can be done to put an end to what is happening? Before now, I also asked pharmacist Anili, because in that particular report, it mentioned that the pharma fund is about 100 billion naira. And he says, yeah, it sounds like it's such a humongous amount of money, but it's not enough to do what is required. All right. Hello, you're welcome to Hard Facts. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good evening.
Good evening. Turn off your radio set. What's your name? Turn off your radio.
This is Divine calling from Port Harcourt.
All right, Divine, go on.
Concerning the drugs, one of the medicines covered that is fake. is the COVID-19 vaccine drugs. It has really injured a lot of people. There's one of my uncle.
Okay, it's turned to a joke. Hello, Ifeanyi from Aba.
Yes. I'm on.
All right, Ifeanyi, please go on.
Actually, it's a very, very important and crucial topic. The effect of quick drugs is having a sort of an insidious effect on the society, spreading, gradually affecting the lives of many people. You go to the so-called, chemist stores and the rest of it. The drug you see there are fake. For example, you may be having a malaria. They give you a drug. No, that is not the right type. You take the medicine, taking care of the problem, it continue to, linger, causing you even more harm. The issue is that our country actually, they are not doing what they're supposed to do.
So, what do you think they are supposed to do, Ifeanyi?
Most of these drugs need to be produced here and done in a genuine manner. But when you put it from our side, sometimes they bring the market with all these fake things, and people continue to take it.
All right, thank you very much, Ifeanyi. So, Ifeanyi says we need to ensure we have more of these drugs produced in Nigeria in a legitimate manner. All right, so Pharmacist Sister Nelly, what's the possibility of that? I mean, if you're saying that the 100 billion naira pharma fund is not enough, what can we do or what can be done? I don't know, maybe to improve the amount or to really help the sector to produce our own drugs. What is even the possibility of producing, especially some of these drugs that we have been importing?
Okay, I didn't actually say the 100 billion is not enough.
Okay.
But all I said is that it might not just be all that is needed to solve our problem. But again, it's a step in the right direction. If that kind of amount of money will be voted out, that means we're on the path of progress.
But you described it as a step compared to a journey of 1,000 miles. You called it a step.
Okay. All I'm trying to say is that it's a good thing.
Okay, so that is established right now. So what can actually be done? We're looking at, this person who called in said we need to start producing these drugs in Nigeria. So I'm asking the possibility. If we are importing drugs that are made outside of Nigeria, maybe for a place like the US, do we have, what I mean possibility, do we have the kind of manufacturing or the kind of drugs plant, the kind of setup they have in those countries to make this happen in Nigeria?
If you ask me on the spot, I can almost say no, but it doesn't mean that it's an impossible thing that can happen. For instance, there are some local manufacturing companies that are doing so well. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that for free. A company like Enzo is doing well. Some time ago, I had the opportunity of visiting 16, their manufacturing plant in Ibadan. They're doing well. If government can support these people who had already started doing something in that line, what other effort is being put in place? I also read in the news that the director I talked about earlier, Professor Mustafa, talked about partnership with the Cuba government, in producing this thing. You need to start from somewhere. It might not be that overnight we turn the table around. No, it's a process. So, for not being anything, that's not a problem. Like, so, if government can support the already existing ones on ground, and then create room for more persons to come into it, then we would have been on the right path of solving this problem. So it's a process.
Okay, so before we go now, in conclusion, I want you to react to the... let me just read the message here, all right? So this person says, pharmaceutical monitors sporadically. Visit pharmacies and medicine stores at Aba, but they only collect 30,000 naira from them during the visit. Eric Chooks is his name. So I wanted to address that particular thing about, because if we have the fake drugs peddlers or the fake drugs markets really thriving, it means some people are also not doing their job. So that issue of the personnel who are supposed to clamp down on these people going there and collecting money, I want to get your take on that.
That is unacceptable. I, like you know, part of the challenge that we have in our country is corruption.
Mm-hmm.
And the worrisome thing about this one is that you are not just, if you do that, you're endangering the lives of several persons.
Including yours.
Yes. That officer who does that seems to face the wrath of the law. Because the duty of this government agent is to fish out these people, prosecute them, make them to face the consequence of their action through the legal means. So if a government official or a member of the council goes out there for rage, steal these wrong things and they take money, that is wrong.
All right.
I just want to believe that it's not totally correct, but anybody who does that is condemnable.
Okay.
Should not
continue. All right. Thank you very much, pharmacist Anele Promise, chairman, Pharmaceutical Society of Nigeria, River State Branch. Thank you for being on Hard Facts this evening.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
All right.